crowd of hundreds grew to over 1,000 as afternoon turned into night. In the evening, local leaders held a vigil for Sterling in the parking lot of the Triple S convenience store where he was killed. State Representative C. Denise Marcel urged the crowd to avoid violence.
Some people said we couldn't come out here without burning up our own buildings, without flipping over cars, but this is not Ferguson. This is Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Around 10 p.m., a second line came winding through. A man calling himself Snoop said he'd never seen one before.
Never seen a second line in Baton Rouge, and actually walked the block and came back and stuff. It was nice.
Yeah, I never done it before. Hey, I'm from Baton Rouge.
Sundays, we used to this in the city, you know what I'm saying?
Connie McGee is from New Orleans, but has been in Baton Rouge since the storm. She was thrilled to have a taste of home.
This is all new for Baton Rouge, but I'm so glad to see so many black people together and no violence. Every black person in the world should be grateful to see this in 2016. It's peaceful, nobody at fault, nobody got into it, and I love that. Yeah.
Further protests are planned today and a possible boycott of area businesses tomorrow. For WWNO, I'm Ryan Kailoth in Baton Rouge.